Hello everyone, this is Xiaohua.
And this is Emma.
Here we are again reading a new Dogman book.
Yep.
这本 Dogman book 叫做
Fetch 22.
Fetch 22. 所以呢，这实际上也是一个 novel, 一本小说的一个变体，因为有一本小说的名字叫做 Catch 22. 而且 Catch 22 已经变成了一个英文里面经常常用的词汇，它指的呢就是 a dilemma。一个两难的境地。Do you want to hear about the novel briefly?
Okay.
Okay. 所以呢，这是一个美国作家写的一本 novel。我具体我忘了叫什么了，是就叫第二十二条军规。Sorry 啊，就叫 Catch 22。它讲的是二战期间，当然是一个虚构的故事。二战期间的一个小岛上，然后一些美国的飞行员那边在那里训练轰炸什么什么之类的哈。但是呢，这个岛上有一些非常奇怪的军规，就是先让他们过去的时候呢。跟他们讲他们飞满25次就可以回家，但是呢又说他们必须绝对服从命令，然后同时说呢除非有人疯了才可以回家，但是又说呢这个疯了的人必须要自己亲自提出申请。 So like they are、mm-hmm. 他们是 contradictory 的，因为你飞满25次就能回家，可是你要听命令，所以如果你的上级让你继续飞你就得继续飞。只有疯子才能够回家， OK, 那么你可以装疯，但是当你提出申请的时候就证明你是一个正常人
啊，确实，
所以你就无法提出申请、
啊、确实
并回家。所以你知道是什么意思了吧，就是你完全就好像当你进入精神病院你如何证明你是个正常人一样的 impossible to do。 OK, so 但是呢 Catch 22现在变成了 Fetch 22了，不知道是他们的 new robot's name 呢，还是一些什么奇怪的名字。Let's look at the cover of the book.
It's Dogman and Flippy.
Flippy the fish. If anyone remembered, Flippy used to be a big villain,、
mm-hmm.
but then was sort of、a good fish again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are tadpoles.
Tadpoles after tadpoles.所以难道 Tadpoles 变成了一个 new villain 了吗？ We don't know, but let's take a read. All right, 先看看前言之类的哈，就是作者的这个 intro. Intro 1, George and Harold, the men behind the dog. Man!
Yo, Snoops, it's your old buddies George and Harold.
Sup?
We just started 6th grade a few months ago.
My, how time flies. Now that we're grown-ups, we've got some work to do.
So we're cleaning out our treehouse.
Trash.
So they're throwing stuff in trash.
Yep, we're getting rid of all this kid stuff.
To make room for grown-up stuff.
So they're throwing away toys and
books.
Mm-hmm. When I was a child, I spoke like a child.
Goodbye, Super Diaper Baby Comics.
Meaning very childish comics.
Mm-hmm. I thought like a child.
So long, Chubbs McSpider Butt action figures and accessories.
奇怪的这些玩具。
I reasoned like a child.
Reason 就是推理的意思哈。
Farewell, homemade pizza box of doom playset.
这都是自己做的吗？用 pizza box 做的吗？好吧。Anyway.
But when I grew up, I put away childish things.
Plop.
Wah!
好吧，所以还没有太长大。
Nope.
I don't want to be a grown up.
Me neither. Let's be kids forever.
Okay.
So they...drag the trash back again.
Farewell, Chubbs McSpiderbutt. You shan't survive my juice box of woe. Pew, pew.
Not so fast, Ambassador Babyhead. Pow.
Pee, pee.
Pow, pow, pow.
No. Mwahahaha.
Sixth grade. Oh, yay.
Sixth grade. Party time.
While we continue our pursuit of extreme maturity...Please enjoy our latest foray into super sophistication.
好吧，所以他们就是永远处在 mature 和不 mature 的这个 immature 的这个路上。
Mm-hmm.
So, let's go to intro 2, Dogman. Our story thus far. One time, a cop and a police dog.
got hurt in an explosion.
Kablam!
Wee-oo, wee-oo! They got rushed to the hospital, where the doctor gave them the terrible news.
Boo-hoo! Dude, your head is dying!
Pooey!
And doggy, your body is dying!
Whine, whine!
All hope is lost!
No, it ain't, nurse lady said.
Let's stitch the dog's head onto the cop's body.
Great idea, nurse lady.
And soon, an awesome new hero was born.
Hooray for Dogman!
But then, things got complicated. Petty the cat was busy living a life of wretchedness. When he accidentally created a kitty clone.
Papa?
Petty tried to make his little clone become evil, but it was not to be.
Kiss.
Lil Petty's kindness melted his papa's heart, and now they are a family. Yay. During the week, Lil Petty lives with his papa in a secret laboratory. They build awesome robots together. But on the weekends, Lil Petty lives with his other family, ADHD, the world's most remarkable robot buddy.
Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop.
Their house. Yes. Together, they play and make comics and stuff. But when help is needed, they transform into superheroes. Don't tell anybody, though. It's a secret.
Worst secret ever.
I know. They just changed their costumes right in front of us.
Those guys talking smack over there are their friends.
Sarah, world's best reporter. Zuzu, world's bravest poodle. Chief, world's chiefiest chief.
Whatever that means. 应该就是随便找了一个词当做最高级。
Yep.
Together, they all fight to save the world. Even Petty is part of the team.
I am not.
还不太敢承认自己变好了。In our last adventure, Petty was reunited with his long-lost father. It did not go well. Petty's father stole all of their stuff. Rent and move in a rent and move car.
Haha.
But he got busted by the cops. Now he's in the slammer, meaning in prison.
That's not fair!
Okay, 前情提要结束。So what is this new book about? We'll keep reading next time.
Mm-hmm.